Hey friends, welcome to my Thursday update video. Just having a really great week. I am having a good week. Some challenges, but that's normal, isn't it? And just pressing on with the Lord. Hey, in a moment, I want to talk about ghosts. And should we talk to ghosts and get you thinking? Little oddball thing here today, but as usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button down there, give the bell symbol a long press. Do check out the links below. Most of all, our Friday email newsletter we send out. Going to be sharing about some books I'm reading, different things like that tomorrow. So love to have you guys on board with that. Let me just say, Saturday, October the 1st, I'm going to be in Palmer, Massachusetts. We're going to be doing an evening of worship and prophecy. We're going to be speaking about prophecy and then doing some personal prophetic work there. Sunday morning here, I'm in Sturbridge Worship Center, 4 p.m. I will be in New England Fellowship in Norwalk. I'm going to be speaking on Sunday in both churches about how to build a prayer life that really works. Some of the practicalities. I meet so many people who don't pray, but they'd like to, and kind of struggle with prayer. And I'm going to give some theology, but actually some of Jesus's really simple keys to building a prayer life that works for you. Monday, October 3rd, I fly to Europe overnight. I'm going to be landing in Dublin, then on to Manchester, and spend a week in the UK. So looking forward to that. Let me mention as well, I have a couple of conferences coming up. One at the end of October here in Sturbridge Worship Center. We're doing a day of healing, teaching on healing with the team. And I don't have the date with him yet. I believe it's November the 9th, but the first Saturday, the second Saturday of November, I will be in Newry in Ireland, Northern Ireland, and doing a whole weekend conference there with a really great church. So I'd love to invite you guys to that. Good. Hey, let me talk about ghosts. Obviously, I'm not, let me be really clear as well. The Bible says don't talk to the dead. And spiritualists and all of those kind of things. You know, occasionally people will ask me, does that stuff work? Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's real in the sense that spiritualists, mediums, all those things are supernatural. But they're not talking to granny. They're talking to demons who pretend to be dead people. And the Bible really forbids us trying to have any contact with the dead. But I want to look at that in a slightly different lens today. Real quick, get you thinking about this. Do you know I meet many Christians who talk to dead people? And by that I mean talk to themselves. God looks at your old you, the old man, that sinful nature, and God says, you're dead. You know, what we've often done as evangelicals is we preach the gospel that said when Jesus died, he took the sins of the world upon him. It's like he paid the price for the things that the bad you, the old you, did. And that's what I was taught growing up as a Christian. Jesus paid for my sins. Well, hallelujah. Except my problem is I would keep sinning. I'd keep committing sin. And then we go through all of these hocus pocus methods to try to stop ourselves from sinning. If we fasted a little more, if we prayed more, if we did this, if we did that, if we did the other, maybe we need inner healing and then we'll stop sinning. And I don't defend this. I'm not saying this is right. I'm just telling you my story. I actually got angry in a kind of righteous way when I really understood for the first time what the Bible says. I was baptized in water in 1985. And, you know, at the time, all the teaching I'd really got was, well, you get baptized out of obedience. Yeah, that works. Jesus said to do it, so we should do it. I was taught you get baptized as an act where you join the church. I guess that's true, except it's the church, not the church. It's not like this church. You don't get baptized into the Sturbridge Worship Center. You get baptized into the body of Christ. And then I was taught some kind of, I'm not trying to criticize anybody, but some kind of flannel about the purpose of baptism is to make a public declaration of your faith in Jesus. Can I lovingly suggest none of that comes from the Bible? And then what we did in my religious background is we completely ignored what the Bible actually taught about baptism. Baptism is a burial service. Yeah, baptism replaces circumcision. Well, thank God. But baptism is God's answer to the old you. And it is one of the greatest frustrations of my life that I will see people constantly trying to heal the old you, trying to renovate the old you, trying to improve and, knock into shape, so to speak, the old you. And God is not interested in renovating you. Yeah, God is not trying to improve you. God wants to kill you, the old you. And the good news is that he's already done it, and that when Jesus died, I died. Yeah, the Bible says that again and again and again. Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I have been, past accomplished, crucified with Christ, and yet I live. Huh? How does that work, Paul? Well, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Guys, wherever you're watching this or listening to this as a podcast, I would take a moment and say those words, four words. Christ lives in me. Hallelujah. Christ lives in me. Come on. Christ lives in me. The life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ lives in me. That old me is dead. Paul says this in Romans 6. It says it in so many different ways in Romans 6. Let me find Romans 6 and pick a couple of these. He says in Romans 6 verse 3, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were, not going to be or trying to be, we were buried with him through baptism unto death. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. If we have been united together, joined together in the likeness of his death, so we should also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Verse 6, knowing this, not thinking, hoping, assuming, guessing, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. The measure to which you will live free from sin is determined by the measure of which you have revelation of that passage I've just read, or of the facts represented in that passage. Colossians 3 verse 3, you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And I think there's a lot of really great teaching around these days on our identity in Christ and putting on the new man and new creation realities, so to speak. Can I lovingly suggest to you there's a problem here? We can't put the new on top of the old. I see people who are struggling to live out an identity as a new creation. And the problem isn't that the teaching on the new creation is wrong. The problem is they're not reckoning themselves, as Paul would say here, dead to sin and alive to God. Reckon to, it's like an accounting term to every day we should get up and think, that old me is dead. That part of me is dead. It doesn't say we try to kill ourselves. Rather, we recognize that by faith, and it is an act of faith, not a feeling, that old you is dead. So my encouragement to you today is don't talk to ghosts. And I'm not talking about wandering through a graveyard and Halloween and things like that. What I'm really saying is don't talk to the old you. I don't even want to say die to the old you, but believe by faith that old you is dead. And then your life will be transformed. Don't try and put the new creation on top of the old you. God's got nothing to say to the old you except that he's dead. He that is dead is free from sin. And if by faith we'll simply come every day and say, Lord, I may not feel this. It may not be my perceived reality right now, but your word says that old me is dead. If we'll do that, we'll begin to walk in that freedom from sin reality. And that's really glorious in Jesus' name. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, if you're new to my YouTube channel, please hit that subscribe button down there. Give the bell symbol a press and drop me a line. I really would like to hear from you. A comment. Let me know if I can pray for you. And check out the links in the show notes to this video or podcast. Bye for now.